everyone, and welcome back to another episode of CQP Moments. As always, I'm your host, the Coupon Queen Pet. Guys, I think I have a story time slash lesson, and that's why I say I think, because, yeah, it kind of is both a story time slash lesson. So let's take a moment out, and I'll be right back. So recently, guys, I have had one of the largest lessons in patience. One of the largest lessons in patience. And yeah, this is going to be interesting. So I say buckle up and get your snacks ready for the next few moments, whether it be, you know, popcorn, whatever, nuts, a smoothie, boba, whatever. Just buckle up. So for those that listened to the We're Back episode with my amazing co-host, Angelica, you know that recently I started a nonprofit organization called THA Godmother. So for those that don't know, nonprofits are simply that, nonprofits. This is not a for-profit business where there are goods or products sold. So there is no constant amount of, you know, production or something going into this. Now, don't get me wrong. Nonprofits are legitimate. You have to have incorporation, you have to have all that other stuff. And this is even before the tax exemption. So you have to file with your state, you have to do all of this stuff before your exemption. Now, I thought that was the confusing part, and I thought that was the part that caused me the most patience. Nope, it was not. So, one of the things, because I'm just starting this organization, is I partner with other organizations. One, to make things a little bit easier. And because, guess what? As a beginner small organization and a nonprofit, guess what I kind of don't have is some of the money to do this stuff. And a lot of the events that are being done that I do are huge. And I know you're wondering, how do you do a huge, you know, a huge event with little to no money? That's a story for another day. That is definitely a story for another day. But thank God it's always been done. And it will continue to be done. So, I am coming up on this really big event that is one of the first for my business. Now, please understand, I was doing big events before this. So, I am not new to the event space. I am not new to workshops. I am not new to community advocacy. This is something that I've been doing. So, one of the things is this time, because I am coming out as an organization, I have to give away things. This means that I have to purchase something. The great thing is when you do events like this, your vendors are the ones that say, hey, this is what we can supply. And then other vendors say, hey, you know what? We want to donate something. So this was a case of me getting souvenirs for this event And another vendor actually that needed to donate actually paying for said, you know, souvenirs. Not a problem. Or so I thought. Because Queen Pin is used to cashing checks in her own name. Because the paying company said, hey, you know what? We'll send you a check. We just need all the information from you. And I sent them all the information. You know, I even found out some amazing stuff. I mean, I knew about e-signatures. I knew about all this great stuff, but I never had to do it. Everything I had done was physical. And I think this was such a learning experience for me, because now getting into this and having to document everything and make sure all your I's are dotted and all your T's are crossed, it's like, whoa. So I say, okay, this is great. I did it, went ahead, made it happen. I just made it happen. So we get that settled. This is still not the matter of patience. This is still not a matter of patience. So for those that don't know, what happens when you get a vendor to pay by check, there is a certain amount of waiting. And this is one thing that I do need for people to understand. When you are starting a business, or when you think, oh, well, businesses always have money and this and that, and I just want my money back and this, there is a process that goes on the back end that is just very detail oriented. That's the only way I can put it, is it's very detail oriented. Because, in other words, there's so much paperwork to be done. There are invoices, purchase orders, sales orders, all this kind of stuff. So there's a back and forth communication, but it is a paper trail, even though it is not a physical paper trail in some cases. Because in some cases it is, but in most cases now it's not. Because with this other company, I did not have to print anything. I did not have to physically sign anything. I just had to do an e-signature and send it back. So again, this is not the waiting portion that I'm talking about. The portion that I'm talking about is I get the check. The check is not made out to Queen Pin, which means Queen Pin cannot put this in her own personal bank account. Okay. But I will say this. I unfortunately dragged my feet on creating a business bank account for the organization. Now, for those that don't know, an organization, a nonprofit organization, has to have more than one person. There is a board. You have to have a treasurer, you have to have a secretary, you have to have a director, you have to have people that are going to do the work. You can be the founder, which I am the founder, but you have to have people that are willing to do the work. And those are the people that do your day-to-day, all your day-to-day functions. So, of course, this check does not come in the name of Queen Pin. It comes in the name of the organization. So my board now says, we don't have an account to put this in. Again, I dragged my feet on starting this account. But I did find a bank, a small business bank. And yes, nonprofits can use small business banks if they are small, if they're not government funded and all, you know, there's all these stipulations. So I did find a small business bank that I was able to sign up within 10 minutes. And I mean, literally 10 minutes. And the bank is called Found, literally F-O-U-N-D, Found. But when I went to deposit the check, I find out that I'm getting ready to have a Dora the Explorer experience. You know, first it gives me the map. Because now I have to go through the murky swamp, go over the mountain, and I'm at the silly river. Yeah, because I had to deposit $100 and leave it in there for 30 days. Mind you, this check is supposed to be my first deposit. And this is just to deposit a mobile check. So that is only stipulation number one. Stipulation number two is that I make 5 separate purchases. Again, this is all before I can do this. I have to make 5 separate purchases. And then there's still a waiting period to see if it's eligible. Are you kidding me? So, let's get this straight. A nonprofit who doesn't make goods or services, where money is not supposed to come from anyone's personal pocket, who just received the first check from a donor, a donating vendor, which is still a donor, cannot deposit this check. It's supposed to have $100 out of God knows where. Because in other words, we're not supposed to put any of our own personal money, because this is what the separation of personal expenses and funds to professional expenses and funds is for. So yeah, you're supposed to do that. Remember that $100 has to be in there for 30 days, which means that I cannot, even if someone was kind enough to say, here's $100, I cannot spend that $100. For 30 days. So which means, how am I supposed to make these purchases? Unless I put more than $100 in it. So I'm like, okay, how do I do this? So I realize that the bank has on the check is a local bank here. Normally, when you go to a bank, if there's a branch of that bank in your area, you can go and cash the check. So I go with all of the papers from the organization and I travel over to the bank. Yeah, you know, I travel over to the bank and I get there. And the first thing, now, mind you, this bank is empty, like super empty. I think there's one person standing at the window, and I go to the information desk and I say to the woman, hey, I have a business check and I need to cash it. And her first question, which is a normal question, is, do you have an account with us? No, I don't have an account with us. Well, we don't cash any business checks unless you have an account with us. Which I knew was a possibility, but I was just hoping that these people would be nice. Because the only other option at that point, because I'm waiting to start this business account, open this, put deposit in my own business account, is to go to a check cashing place that will allow me to start a commercial account. And yes, there are check cashing places that start commercial accounts. You have to bring all of the information for your business, and then they will approve you for this account. But see, the thing with like that, with every check cashing place, there are fees that come out. So it's like, oh, okay. Now I have to make sure that I can go over to a check cashing place, because not all of them do, a check cashing place that will allow me to have a commercial thing. I go to a check cashing place, but the manager's not there. So now I would have to wait. Okay. But in the meantime, I found another fiduciary, which is more like a fiscal conduit fiduciary, called Mercury, which would allow me to do what I needed to do. But here's the but, because there's always a but. Now, mind you, by this time, I am literally trying to get this vendor paid for about a month. A month. Seriously, a month. So I get a hold of Mercury, which is another online, like I said, fiduciary, which is more of a fiscal conduit, which, if you know a fiscal conduit, which means money flows through this thing. I sign up with them. And now I have to wait. I have to wait for an approval. Now, again, this is a test of patience, because I have been on the online bank for my bank account. No, not working. I have been to the physical, a branch of the bank for the vendor. Still didn't work. I have been to a check cashing place that does have commercial accounts, but the person that I need to see is not there. And now I was waiting for Mercury to see if they approved my account. Well, that was last week, and Mercury has since approved my account. And yes, it is April, so I have been trying to get someone paid since March. Talk about a lesson in patience. I was like, oh my goodness. So I was finally able to get approved. Again, Mercury, you have to have all your business information. In fact, Mercury is a lot more detailed. You actually have to upload. You can't just put in, you know, your numbers, your ID numbers. You actually have to physically send digital copies of your paperwork and even proof that you are on social media and all kinds of stuff doing business as this entity. Because one thing that I need people to understand, the reason that you, part of the reason you have to separate separate your business from your personal, is because it is not you. You should not be spending anything out of your business like it is your personal. It is its own separate entity. This is why when people get caught in embezzlement, they're taking from the company. They're taking from things that could pay other people, could help other people, goods and services, whatever, whether it is a nonprofit or a for-profit. And I will say it's even more horrible when people embezzle from a nonprofit, because those nonprofits are doing work for communities and for a group of people. So yeah, that's even worse to me. Because there are no goods or products, again, to be sold to make up the amount that was taken. Most of the money from nonprofits comes from donors, grants, sponsors, Things like that. Some even do memberships, but remember, nonprofits are simply that. But oh my goodness, when I say a lesson in patience, this has truly been a lesson in patience. So, guys, if you have been through a lesson in patience, what was it? And if you are starting your own business, let me know. What was your journey like? How was it for you? This has been very, very interesting to me. What would I have done differently? I think I would have gotten my business account earlier and probably done a little bit more research on my business bank account. Or should I say the organization business bank account? Because it's not just my organization. But yeah, it belongs to the bank account belongs to the organization, so but yeah. Oh my goodness. But guys, as always, be good to yourselves, be good to each other, and happy shopping.